Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi. One of the keys of life from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam is how to keep yourself safe from diseases, or how you can treat yourself from diseases. The Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, obviously, they have the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to mention that they themselves have direct touch with the knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they have explained to us everything that we need in our life. Among these things they have explained is medicine. And we have many books that talks about the medicine of the imams, or as we call it, Tubbul A'imma alayhim as-salam. Imam Sadiq Salamullahi alayhi and all other imams and Imam Ridha alayhi salam, they have gave us so many narrations about medications and seeking medication, taking medication, what medication would take for certain diseases, and so on and so forth. So we will look at some general advices from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in trying to seek medication for ourselves. We have a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam where he says, Ya Ali, so he's giving an advice to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam, and he says to him, Ibda' bil milh. When you want to eat, begin with salt. Wakhtim bih, and end with salt. Fa'innal milh shifa'un min sab'ini da'a. For salt is a cure from 70 types of illnesses and diseases. أَذَلُّهَا الْجُنُونَ وَالْجُذَامَ وَالْبَرَسِ. The lowest of these, the less important of these 70, is insanity, leprosy, and albinism, which actually they are huge diseases. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, if you think this is big, imagine the rest of the 70 in that list. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, just consuming salt itself, it gives you so much cure. And, you know, it doesn't require that much effort. Before we eat, before we start eating a meal, a little bit of salt, a little bit of taste of salt on our tongues should do the trick. And once we finish eating a meal, also a little bit of salt should also do the trick. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the one that promised that it will cure you from 70 types of diseases, the least of which leprosy and albinism and insanity. Hey, could you imagine the rest? And those who are healthy, you see that most of the time, they adhere to these instructions of the Ahl Bayt Salamullah alayhim, whether they know it or not, consciously or not. But you see that they're doing these things. Now, let us take a small break and then we continue right after, inshallah.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in the Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. The Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, they give us instructions of how to keep ourselves healthy. A hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, استنجوا بالماء البارد فإنه مصحة للبواسير. When you go to the bathroom and you relieve yourself, and he says, wash with cold water. Usually we use warm water because, you know, the weather is cold. The Prophet says, no, constantly use cold water to purify yourself when you go to relieve yourself. Why is that, Ya Rasulullah? And he explains, he says, it will keep yourself from hemorrhoids. And hemorrhoids, it's a disease. It's a very serious disease. It causes a lot of pain, and especially for the people who get old. So hemorrhoids, it's not just a sensitive disease, but it's actually a painful one. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, if you don't want to get hemorrhoids, then use cold water. A hadith from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi as-salam. He also says, الْمَاءُ الْبَارِدُ يُذِيبُ الطَّعَامِ فِي الْمَعْدَةِ. When you eat food, if you want to drink water, make sure you drink cold water and not warm water. Why? Because he says that cold water melts the food in the stomach. Now, sometimes when we eat meals, or most of the times, if not all the times, when we consume food, we have soft drinks. And cold soft drinks, will that do the job? Of course not. Because soft drinks themselves are, you know, gas and carbohydrates and, I don't know, sugars and anything that is not healthy is in fact in these soft drinks. So have a replacement. If you need to drink something, have a cup of water. And obviously, according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it's a cold water. A hadith from Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam. He says, لا يذهب بالدواء إلا الدعاء والصدقة والماء البارد. He says, the only thing that could get rid of sickness is in fact worshipping to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prayer to Allah, paying charity, at the same time drinking cold water. So the Imam alayhi salam, he looks at the spiritual aspects of disease, which is to seek medication and cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the form of dua or through the form of sadaqah, because sadaqah itself, it eliminates disease from the first place. You don't get it because you already paid your sadaqah. And worse to worse, the Imam says, cold water. Imam Radha alayhi salam also has a hadith as well in this regard. He says, Al-ma'u al-maghli yanfa'u min kulli shay wa la yadhurru minhu shay. That boiled water, it cures from everything and nothing can harm boiled water. Also, there's a recommendation in warm water if it has been boiled, because obviously it would have killed all the bacteria. So the more the water is boiled and it's cooled down, the healthier it is. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he came to Amir al-Mu'mineen and he had a fever. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi asked him to eat a plant called al-ghubayra in Arabic, which is these days we call mountain ash. So just use something herbal for your disease. These are some of the instructions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam in regards to medication and keeping your health safety. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
there was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.